In the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the only true and living God. Amen. You may be seated. God asks you and I a question every day that we live. What do you believe about my son? What do you believe about Jesus? In our gospel text, Jesus made a deaf man hear and a mute man speak. They said Jesus did all things well. Do you believe that Jesus has done all things well? Do you believe that when Jesus died on the cross, he fully accomplished his task of dying for the sins of the whole world? Or do you believe that Jesus hasn't done all things well? Do you believe that you have to do something? Even if it is just a little something to earn your way into heaven. In other words, do you believe that you have to do good works to get into heaven? A few years ago, I attended a national youth gathering, or synod. That's actually the second one that I attended. One of the guest preachers opened his sermon by asking, "Are good works necessary for salvation?" The huge audience, about 60,000 if I remember correctly, replied with a resounding no. Then the preacher asked another question, "But are good works necessary?" Again, the huge audience replied, but this time the answer was a resounding yes. We believe that we are saved by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. Ephesians 2, 8 through 10. For by grace you have been saved through faith. This is not your own doing, it is the gift of God, not a result of works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Salvation comes by God's grace through faith in Christ. Jesus Christ has done all things well, including dying for the sins of the whole world, and that includes your sins, all of them, and my sins, all of them. We are sorry for the things we think, say, and do that are sinful. We are sorry for the things we don't think, say, and do that we should do that are sinful. But even more than that, we are sorry for the way that we are. We are just plain sinful to the bone, totally depraved. But we believe that Jesus, the one who has done all things well, even in dying, has paid for all of our sins. By faith in him, the forgiveness of sins flows freely to us. And even this faith is a God-given gift. It is not of our doing. It is a gift of God so that no one may boast as if they have done this believing by themselves. God delivers the forgiveness of sins that Christ won for us on the cross through this God-created faith. And dear ones, forgiveness of sins is a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing to be forgiven of your sins. To hear someone say to you, "I forgive you," it's a wonderful thing. Where there's forgiveness of sins, there's life and salvation. After God creates faith in us, then we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. And it is these good works that Jesus' half-brother, James, refers to when he says, "So also faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead." But someone will say, "You have faith and I have works. Show me your faith apart from your works, and I will show you my faith by my works." Good works do not earn salvation, but good works are evidence of our faith. One who has no good works has a dead faith. But even so, we may take no claim for credit before God for our good works, because He has prepared them beforehand for us to do. We make no big deal about our good works. We take no credit for good works. God has prepared them beforehand that we may walk in them. We're knee-deep in them. We're knee-deep in opportunities to do good works. Every now and then we do them. You know, sometimes it is good to evaluate certain aspects of our lives. We evaluate how we are doing physically. We go to the doctor for physicals. At times we go on diets to lose a few pounds, or maybe we exercise more. We also evaluate how we are doing financially each month. When we pay the bills, we get our financial report card, so to speak. We evaluate how much money we make, how much money we spend, how much money we have left, or how much we owe. So also we should evaluate our good works before God. As confessing and professing Christians, it would be remiss not to evaluate our faith. As your pastor for the time being, I would suggest to you that this is a good time to evaluate your faith as evidenced by your good works. I would suggest to you that you review your whole life as to whether you do good works that are based on your Christian faith. Not as a way to work your way into heaven, but as evidence of your faith. Do you serve your neighbor when he's in need? Your next door neighbor? Your neighbor here at church? Your neighbor at work or school? Do you pray for your neighbor? Do you give him of your time and food and substance or money if he's in need? What about your giving to the Lord? Do you return a goodly portion of your time, treasure, and talents? Do you tithe? Do you give of your time, of your talents, of your treasure? Or are you like the millionaire who puts $5 into the plate once a year and figures he has given $5 more than is required of him? In the Old Testament, a tithe was 10%. And then, on top of that, they paid around 26% in temple taxes, which would be comparable to our income tax today. And then on top of that, they gave voluntary offerings. Most of the people gave between 40 and 50% back to God. Of course, they lived in a theocracy. And you could take the 26% out, compare it to our income tax today that we pay in a representative republic, not a democracy even, but a representative republic. So they gave about 24-25% comparable to what we give to the church today. The Old Testament laws do not bind us. We live freely in God. We live freely in God, produce faith in Christ and our hope of the resurrection to come. Dear ones, we're free to give as much as we want. 10% should never be our limit. Would we give less now, after Christ, than those who believed in His coming before He was ever born? Surely not. Surely not. None of what we have is really ours. It is on loan to us from God for just a short while. It all comes from God as provision for you and your family while you live in this world. I heard many years ago a young Lutheran pastor say to his congregation, "Oh, you who believe in Christ as your Savior, if you don't want to do good works, don't do them. But if you want to do good works, then do them." Dear ones, it's another way of saying, do you believe in Jesus or not? Do you believe in Jesus or not? Is your faith alive or is it dead? Do your good works give evidence of your faith, or is your faith dead? It's that simple. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.